This is Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It is 6:22. Researchers from Washington University School of Medicine and Northwestern University have developed an implantable device that can detect an overdose and rapidly deliver the drug naloxone, better known as Narcan. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer found out more about the device when he talked with Dr. Robert Giroux, a professor of anesthesiology at WashU School of Medicine and director of WashU's Pain Center.
The device is something that we've called the naloximeter, and the goal of this device is to prevent deaths from accidental opioid overdose. And the device is designed to be kind of an autonomous system. It's an implantable device that can automatically detect when a person is suffering an overdose. And in response to that, it delivers a dose of naloxone, which is the drug that is used to reverse opioid overdoses. And at the same time, it places a call to first responders and drops a geolocation tag, allowing them to find the person who's suffering from the overdose.
So this device is implanted under the skin?
That's correct, yeah.
And again, what are the warning signs for it to work?
Yeah, the primary signal that the naloximeter is using is detecting a rapid decrease in the level of oxygen in the body's tissues. When someone is suffering from an overdose, one of the main reasons that people can die from an overdose is that the opioids like fentanyl cause strong respiratory depression. So respiration, breathing slows and can ultimately stop. And as your breathing slows a lot, the level of oxygen in your tissues drops. And of course, when it drops low, you get a lot of damage to the brain and ultimately you can die. And so it detects this kind of precipitous drop in tissue oxygenation. And when it does that, it does a couple of things. The way it's designed now is that it basically connects to a person's mobile device, a phone, and it gives you a lockout code. So it checks in to see if you're okay. Maybe there's some other reason that your oxygen levels may have dropped, but you're not suffering an overdose. And so you can opt out of it by giving an okay signal. But absent that okay signal, it'll automatically deliver that naloxone and make the phone call.
How needed is something like this?
Well, there's been a lot of progress in recent years. A lot of your listeners may know about the availability of over-the-counter naloxone. I certainly hope they are. It's been a huge improvement in harm reduction from opioid overdoses. But one of the issues with that having it's not an issue with it, but it's a gap, I guess, is that to be able to use that naloxone to save someone who's suffering an overdose, there has to be someone else present to identify an overdose and deliver that naloxone to the person. So this device for people who are particularly high risk and highly motivated to recover from opioid use disorder, this provides kind of a fail-safe. That means you'll always have naloxone there, and there'll always be someone, your little autonomous implantable device, there to deliver naloxone when you need it, should you need it.
How would you get something like this when it's available?
Well, this would be a medical device. Opioid use disorder, of course, is a medical condition that requires treatment. And things like naloxone are available for harm reduction and, of course, to prevent overdose. So this would be a prescription medical device. As far as who would want it, anyone who's at high risk of for an opioid overdose would be a potential candidate for this.
Dr. Robert Giroux, a professor of anesthesiology at Washington University School of Medicine and director of WashU's Pain Center.